They will be racing 10 days from the 14 days of the event, and they will race around courses of up to 500 kilometres and at speeds of up to 130 kilometres per hour using just unpowered aviation with no engines. So that's the kind of background. We bid for it as you would bid for the Olympics, and the UK was chosen.
Fantastic. And for it to be being held here, locally, is brilliant.
Absolutely. Husbands Bosworth Gliding Centre is one of the top gliding centres in the country for holding competitions. It has all that is needed. Has camping areas, it has cafe facilities, bars, etc. So it's the ideal place for teams to come when they have to obviously stay for at least 2 weeks.
I was going to say, I mean, yeah, that the obviously the teams will be being accommodated locally, will they?
That's right. Most of them will be camping on site for the 2 week period of the competition. They have already started arriving. The Italian team came yesterday. The Ukrainian team is coming on Friday. That's an interesting story. Obviously, with the Ukrainian pilots, their airfield was bombed and all the problems that they had. German pilots have taken them in into Germany. We put up a Just Giving page, and we have raised funds so they can come across and take part in the competition to actually pay for their flights, to pay for their fees
Yeah.
and everything else, and to actually set them up again, because obviously they had to leave Kiev with nothing and they've been lent gliders to compete. Obviously that's great for them because it brings them back to some normality. We wanted to give them some normality, and they would have been taking part in our competition, so we wanted to still give them that opportunity.
Wow, that's amazing. Was it the lo local people that donated, or did it sort of come in
It
from
was
all? Yeah.
Just Giving page online. It wasn't just the local people, but the local people have supported them with camping equipment, with offers of meals while they're here, also meeting the Ukrainian families in the area that have resettled here. So the community's really come together to support this team coming in.
And I know you've got some events to kind of kick off the whole thing, Market
Yeah.
Harbour and Lutterworth.
That's right. When we won the championships, it was at a very difficult time. It was just before lockdown. So lockdown happened, and then obviously nothing happened. So we had all the problems with sponsorship, all the problems with the Ukraine war, etc., etc., etc. But we decided to plough on, and we decided the competition wasn't enough on its own. We wanted to really celebrate having won this fantastic event. And so we wanted to involve communities as much as possible for them to be able to participate and to see what was going on. So we decided to have the opening events in Market Harbour and Lutterworth. As we are smack bang as an airfield in the middle of the two. So we have the opening event in Market Harbour first, which is the official opening event with the international judge and the Lord Lieutenant of Leicestershire. Market Harbour Council have supported that event. Yourselves as the radio have supported that event. And we are on the square. And we have the parade from 11, and there's street markets, simulators, stands, all sorts for people to enjoy and get to know what's going on. We are then in Lutterworth at 1 o'clock with the same type of thing. We have the town crier, stands, food areas, etc., etc. So a real you know, community launch for the event, really.
And you've got some kind of open, you've got an open weekend as well.
That's right. That's the real family fun weekend. We decided to do a free open weekend for the public. And we have lots of interesting things going there. We have the Nuncats charity that are bringing a partly finished electric plane that people can help finish, sign the plane, that's going off to work in the third world countries for relief work. We've got all open areas. We've got new aircraft. We've got different vehicles. We've got hangar visits. You can watch the launches, simulator rides, craft stalls, all sorts of things, really, entertainment. Just a real family fun weekend that's free to everyone to come and enjoy.
Wonderful. Absolutely brilliant. And the event will obviously be taking place, you know, in the skies. People will probably see that as well.
Absolutely. We have a very large screen that you can watch the progression of the races. You can watch the launches into the sky, which is great to see them all taking off. And you can participate in who you think's going to win and really have a fun day.
Brilliant. And in terms of the actual championships, you know, people in the Husbands Bosworth area obviously used to seeing planes and gliders, but, you know, mm-hmm. we'll perhaps see a few more over those 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. On the 9th of August, we have an open day at the parish hall in Husbands Bosworth, where everybody's been invited to come and meet some of the pilots, meet the Aerosparks pilots, take part in all sorts of STEM activities for children, see the glider being put together. So that involves the village, so they don't feel isolated from what we're doing, and they can take part in it. We have our final party night on the 26th of August to celebrate coming to the end of the competition, which is our pyrotechnics night with the fabulous Aerosparks team. The feats they achieve are amazing. They've been all over the world and they are performing at our party night on the 26th of August. There will be all sorts of things going on again there, but you can get tickets online or on your leaflets and come along and see us.